beginning in verse number 6 tonight, Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 6. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Let's pray. Father, we come before you tonight. Lord, I need your help. God, to convey this message in a way that will invoke change in your people. Lord, manifest yourself amongst us in a tangible way. Change us by your power. Show forth your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this word firmament is very interesting. This word firmament is used in a lot of different places in Scripture, but it always means the same thing. This firmament, I want to explain to you what it is before I explain to you what I want you to see. But if you look up the word firmament, define it out, study it out, it basically means a wide or a vast expanse. Almost a void of space, a large space. And God took this earth that was somehow there was this big ball of earth that was surrounded in water. And God cut a space through the middle of that water. And he said, I'm going to put some of the water down here, and I'm going to put some of the water up here, and I'm going to separate that with this thing called a firmament. You say, why did he do that? Well, just to give you a little precursor to where we're going with this, I believe what God was doing here was taking something that was already amazing and making it suitable for his creation. See, he was creating something from nothing, not only creating this amazing environment, but he was creating it in such a way that it was specifically designed for what would be the crown jewel of his creation, which is us. I can't breathe underwater. I've tried it. It don't work. There's a lot of people that thought they could breathe underwater. And never one of them was right. It didn't pan out. Had God not created this firmament, this space in the earth, there would be no place for us to be. Now, I'm going to get a little deeper into that in a few minutes. But go with me here. Let's talk about this firmament for a minute. Now, I believe this firmament is divided into three distinct sections. If you look down in verse number 14, go ahead down to verse number 20 in Genesis chapter 1, we see that the firmament is used to describe the part, the place where birds fly. Look at verse number 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Now that's, Paul would have called that the first heaven. The heaven closest to earth. The firmament, the first division of the firmament. Now look at verse number 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Now, that portion of the firmament, that section, that division, is what Paul would have called the third heaven, the universe, that which is above. Or you could make the argument that would be maybe the second heaven extended. But either way, that is the part of the firmament that is beyond the earth, that which is outside of our atmosphere. Now, there's a couple ways to look at this. You can say, well, we have the first heaven, that's where the birds fly. We have the second heaven, that's where the stars and the planets are. We just saw that. And then we have the third heaven. You say, where is that at? That's where the Bible says we're going when we die, if we're in Jesus Christ. That's where God lives. That's the eternity. Now, in that division of that firmament, how is it divided? Well, it's divided by verse number six, back when we started, it is divided by the waters. You see, we're standing on top of a rock that is about 70% covered by water.
underneath of this rock that we're standing on. And this is when we get into the next day, we're going to see some more stuff about that. But when God pulls that water down beneath the surface to create the dry land. So there is water underneath us. Somewhere, if you drill far enough in the ground, guess what you're going to find? Water. I don't care where you're at, if you go deep enough, eventually you'll find water. Now, above us, between that first heaven and that second heaven, there is a division of water. You know how I know there's water up there? Because sometimes it falls down here. Now, I ain't a scientist and I ain't a weatherman, but I figured that out all on my own. Sometimes the water that's up there falls down from here. Now, if you want to get real scientific about it, what happens when that happens is then later on at a different time in a different environment under a different set of circumstances, the water that's down here evaporates and gets hung up there. Then it floats around for a while. It falls back down. It comes back down here. So on and so forth and so on and so forth. All right? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? The water moves back and forth in between that firmament, but the fact of the matter is we are not standing under the water. We are outside of that water because it's divided by that space, that firmament. Now, the firmament has a lot of different uses. You can also call this the atmosphere. Now, I don't want to blur the lines too much here because I I'm not a scientist, but I know I'm not underwater, and I know there's water below me, and I know there's water above me, and then I know there's a whole bunch of stuff beyond that water. Okay, y'all with me? This is simple as I know how to put this. But the firmament has a lot of different uses. The atmosphere. I teach a small engines class. And you know what I learned when I started learning about engines? And some of you guys that are mechanically inclined, you may know this or you may be interested in this. But the real reason an engine can run and draw fuel and air into a chamber to create combustion is because we live in an atmospheric pressure. All around us, all the time, there is pressure. That pressure, yeah, for sure. But that atmospheric pressure that is around us all the time creates the ability for us to create something called a vacuum. We can create a space of low pressure. Now, again, stay with me. That's the same pressure that's holding the down water down and the up water up. You understand? The firmament has a purpose. The purpose is to divide the waters from the waters. He created a division to create a place where people could dwell. Be careful right here. Can I tell you something? Sometimes in your life, when you're trying to become more like Him, you're going to find out that there comes a time when you're going to have to divide something good from something else that's good and create some space in between for you to do what you need to do. Let me explain. I got a wife and three children. I love them very much. They are my responsibility. I have a household that's my responsibility. I got bills to pay. I got people to feed. I got stuff to take care of. I also have a church. Not just to pastor, but to be a part of. I have a God to worship. I have a responsibility that I bear to Him, to praise Him, to worship Him, to be mindful of Him. Those are both good things. Those are both God-ordained things. Both those things are positive things. But you know what I've had to do in my life? Sometimes I've got to create some space between those two things so I can do both of them effectively. Because if you ain't careful, as a pastor, I can say this in the ministry, if you're not careful, all that will start running together, and the result of that is you really won't be doing any of it well. You'll just be doing all of it at the same time. Sometimes I got to put my family in the car, take them down the road a little ways, and spend some time with them away from this. And sometimes I got to get in here and set everything else to the side and do that. That's the way. That's the firmament of our life. God divided the good from the good. There's nothing wrong with the waters up there or the waters that we need both of them. They're both very useful. But that division creates the ability for God to do things a lot of different ways. There are places in the world that don't get no water from up there.
I have a cousin who lives in Arizona. Hardly ever rains where he lives at. It's a desert place. But it's, you know, when it does rain, a couple times a year comes a big rain, that's about it. But where he lives, there's golf courses everywhere. And, I mean, it's a big golfing community.
And you look at it on the map, and man, it's just green. You know how much water it takes to maintain a golf course in the desert? A lot. Quite a bit. And so I asked him one day, I said, man, how in the world do y'all keep all this stuff going without no rain? And he said, well, we've got the river. He said, the river runs right next to town, right through our area, big river, out in the desert place there. He said, the river's always got water. As long as the river's got water, we got water. He said, the river comes from the glaciers up in the Rocky Mountains, the snow and all that melts off, and then during the summer, it rolls down into the river, and we got water, and everything's cool. He said, we don't need rain. But there's some places that it's the opposite. Look around here. You know what happens if we don't have rain for a whole year? We get real hungry. Things get real tight. The farmers do a lot less spending money at Bridgeville and a lot more sitting out in front talking about whether they wish they had some money to spend. Things get slim. These waters have different purposes. God designed it that way because it gives him the ability to manipulate the environment for what purpose? Well, here's the deal. God works all things together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So whatever he's designed there, he's designed to be used in a way that's going to be for good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. That ain't real deep, but listen. That firmament's pretty amazing. You know what else that firmament does? It keeps oxygen in. Breathable air is a very interesting commodity because if you get outside of that firmament, there's no more of it left. That's why when astronauts go out to the space shuttle and hypothetically went to the moon, in theory maybe, whether they did or not, I don't know. We ain't going to get off into that. I'm just messing with y'all. Anyway, when the astronauts get outside of the firmament, they got to put that helmet on. Got some air tanks in it. Make sure they got something to breathe. You know why? There ain't no air out there. There ain't no oxygen out there. There's not whatever it is that we need ain't there. That firmament's holding it in. For us. It's doing that for us. Not only does the firmament hold the air in, so the firmament keeps other things out. You want to know something very interesting. Go and go to the NASA website, or go to Google, and Google how many asteroids burn up in the atmosphere of Earth every year. Happens all the time. Literally, it's happening right now somewhere. There's something from outer space that ain't supposed to be in here that's getting burned up in that firmament, trying to get into our atmosphere. And if it was to get into our atmosphere, as some of them sometimes do, it would be very dangerous because it's going to hit the ground real hard and make a big old splash and tear some stuff up. But the overwhelming 99.999% of those things get burnt up by that firmament. It protects the earth. Isn't it amazing God knows how to protect stuff? He's put a hedge of protection around this whole planet. The firmament is not just... Here's what Matthew Henry said. Matthew Henry, great commentator on the Bible. Here's what he said about it. He said this, "The firmament is not a wall of partition, but a way of intercourse." Here's what I mean. The firmament allows us to do things like getting a plane to fly. You understand how an airplane works? I kind of do, but it's still amazing. But we can get in a plane and we can fly in that firmament. The firmament allows us to do things like go into outer space. It gives us something to push off of. You know what the biggest problem with space travel is? Once you get outside of the Earth's atmosphere, there's nothing to thrust against. So you got to get all your speed up before you get outside of something that you have to push against. It gives us insulation.
If we didn't have an atmosphere, we'd burn up as soon as the sun come up.
But the atmosphere that we have is specifically designed to disperse that light and allow that light to travel at the right rate so that we don't burn up and die. It also allows sound to travel.
Thought about this while I was studying this. You ever tried to holler at somebody underwater? Yeah, don't. The sound doesn't travel. It doesn't work right. But our firmament is designed... Our space is designed for us to be able to communicate. Be a whole lot different if I couldn't sit here and talk to you, wouldn't it? Be hard to hear about Jesus if there wasn't no way nobody could tell you about it. We have an ability to communicate because God designed our planet in a specific way that allowed us to do that. I'm already almost done, y'all. I'm telling you. Y'all drove a long ways for 15 minutes of preaching. Listen now. But here's the most amazing thing about the firmament. I can sit here and tell you about how the light travels through and causes different things. Did y'all know the sky ain't really blue? That's a perception of light in your mind. I guess you could say it really is blue if you think it's blue, because it's blue when you see it. But in all reality, when you get up there to it, it's not some big blue sheet laid out over the earth. It's that atmospheric particles diverting that light, causing it to turn that color. It does so many amazing things. The firmament allows us to be shaded at times. It allows us to see the stars and the planets and things beyond it. It's amazing. We can see through it, but air can't travel through it. Think about that. It's amazing. It's amazing. Light can travel through it, but we can travel through it on a spaceship. But how come when the spaceship goes out of the atmosphere, it don't pop a hole in it and all the air come out like a balloon? I don't know. It's amazing. I've sat around and thought about this stuff. God knows what He's doing. Can y'all say God knows what He's doing? Amen. I mean, really. Yes, He does. Listen, but the most important thing that I want you to see about the firmament, you're going to find in Psalm chapter number 19. Everybody turn over to Psalm chapter number 19. Way after Moses wrote this down. Long time down the road. David, sitting around looking up at the sky. Picking on his guitar, writing songs. Here's what he says. Psalm 19, verse number 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth forth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to his race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. David looks around in this moment of worship, in this moment of writing songs to the Lord, and he looks around and he says, wait a minute, I can see God in everything that I can see. The heavens, what I can see, shows me. Can I tell you something? When you walk out of this door tonight, and you look up at the sky, and you can see a star shining, and so far away from here, if Adam had started traveling there at 1,000,000 miles an hour, he still wouldn't be got to it by now. But you can see the light coming off of it, and you're going to tell me that there is not a God that has designed that to be so. When you go outside and you see a rainbow at the end of a rainstorm, and you feel that feeling that God designed you to feel, when you see that feeling of relief knowing that God is still there, how can you see those things when you go out to California and you see the mighty redwoods as they stand out in the environment there? I'm talking about trees big enough where you could put this building in the side of one of the roots of it. Listen to me. When you go, me and Brian went out west, and when you stand out in the deserts in Utah and you see when we watch the sun go down over them red rock mountains, I'm telling you, you can't look at that and not realize that there's somebody out there that's smarter than we are.
David said, I'm looking at this thing, and not only is it big, and it's wide, and it's amazing. Notice what he said he's pulled a line on it.
God knows exactly how big it is, how far it is from one peak to the next. God knows when the sun's going to come up the next day and when it's going to go down. He knows how many stars there are. He knows how many planets there are. He knows how many rocks are in the mountains, how many grains of sand are on the beaches. He knows how many feathers are on the birds as they fly by. God's got this whole thing. God's got it all designed up for its purpose. Man, what a mighty God.
Amen.
So what's the point of the firmament, preacher? Just to make sure you remember, God's still God.
That's right.
The firmament is designed for you to recognize Him. I came here tonight to give you this simple message that what God designed on this second day was specifically intended for you.
Amen.
Not for you to just to enjoy, not for you just to partake in, but for you to look at and say, there must be a God in heaven somewhere if I'm seeing what I'm seeing right now.
My soul, what a big God. Thank God He gave us a firmament. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we come to You tonight. Lord, I want to thank You for, God, the message that You placed in my heart. Thank You for, God, the help that You've given us tonight. Thank You for, God, giving us the ability to recognize and see You in the environment that we have. Thank You for, Lord, helping me to be able to convey these truths, Lord, although I feel, God, as though in my abilities I cannot do what You've called me to do. Lord, You empower me to do so by Your power, and I pray You'd continue to do that. And I give You glory for all You do in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to have an altar of prayer tonight. I do want you to continue to pray for Neil and Vicky. Although things are going better, I want you to continue to pray. Vicky's still got some things ahead that's